what do you call a board that's been altered, that's, you know, that's not really a board anymore, not serviceable?
I forgot what we call them.
Okay.
I know, but I forgot.
You know those big teeth that a hog has? What do you call those?
Tushers.
What? I'm sorry?
Tushers.
Okay, all right.
Tushers.
If you just had one, you'd call it a...
Tush.
Okay. The long thing that you put the food in for a hog would be a...
Hog trough.
Okay. And if you had two of them, you'd say you had a...
Two hog troughs.
Okay.
We had three of them.
You had three? How big were they?
All along the trough this room.
Oh, that's big. That's a lot of hogs.
We had a lot of hogs on the feed.
Yeah, you must have. What, do you have any names for a hog that's grown up wild?
Well, the one that we... one my daddy used for service was old Jimmy.
Yeah. What do you call one that's just this, not raised, you know, it's just out in the wild?
Wild hog.
Okay. Let's see. If you had a pig and you didn't want him to grow up to be a serviceable boar, what would you say that you're going to have to do with him?
Work on him.
Okay. Would you use the same term for a horse?
Yeah.
Okay. Or
a cow.
Okay. What do you call the noise made by a calf when it's being weaned?
Bow.
Okay. What do you call a gentle noise made by a cow during feeding time?
They're hungry.
What do you call the noise they make?
I don't know. I've had so many of them come begging for something.
Yeah. Let's see. What do you call a gentle noise that a horse makes?
Nicker.
Okay. Say you've got some horses and mules and cows and so on, and when they're getting hungry, you'd say you have to go out and feed the...
Stomp.
Okay. And if you're going to feed the hens and turkeys and the geese and so on...
Let's go out and feed the chicken and turkeys and the hen.
Okay. All right. A hen on a nest of eggs is called a...
Huh?
A hen on a nest of eggs is called a...
A setting hen.
Okay. And let's see. Oh, when you have fried chicken?
Yeah.
And what do you call the piece where you...
Pulley bone.
Okay. What do you do with pulley bone?
Break and make wedges and make thimble holders out of them and everything else like that.
Yeah, a thimble holder. What's that? What do you mean? What do you do?
I'll show you just a minute.
Okay.
Crochet around it.
Yeah.
Crochet on each side of it.
Yeah.
Then crochet a round thing like this. And then crochet your string here.
Mm-hmm.
And you put your thimble in that.
Uh-huh. Cute. I see. When you pull on the pulley bone and you make a wish, whose wish gets to come true, the long piece or the short piece?
We always said the shortest.
The short piece.
Mm-hmm.
A
friend of mine made that for me.
That's pretty.
It's dirty now, though, because I've had it for years and years.
That's pretty long time. Is that crocheting in there?
Uh-huh. She's dead now, the one that made this.
What do you call the inside parts of a chicken that you can eat, the liver and the heart and the gizzard?
Liver and the heart and the gizzard and
Yeah.
Boy, my stomach's getting me fit.
Maybe you should take some of your medicine.
I'll get some minute and take it. Let's see.
Yeah.
Liver, heart, and the gizzard.
Yeah, what do you call all that stuff?
Call them the liver. And the heart, and gizzard.
Yeah. You have one name for all that?
Uh-huh. Three different. But you can take and make giblet gravy out of them, and they're delicious.
That does sound good. Okay. What do you call the inside part of a pig or a calf that you can eat?
Intestines.
Okay.
Entrails. We always call them guts.
Is that for pig and calf? Or is
uh-huh.
It, okay.